With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. President Trump has signed an order to impose stiff tariffs on imports from Mexico, Canada, and China. Bob Agnew reports.
President Trump is declaring an economic emergency to put the duties of 10% on all imports from China and 25% on imports from Mexico and Canada, America's largest trading partners, except for a 10% rate on Canadian oil. The move fulfills Mr. Trump's campaign promise, but also raises the prospect of increased prices for American consumers. However, the White House says the order includes a mechanism to escalate the rates if the countries retaliate, as they threaten to do. Bob Agnew, Washington.
Also at SRNnews.com, correspondent Donna Warder reports on U.S. military airstrikes in Somalia.
The U.S. military has carried out airstrikes against Islamic State operatives in Somalia. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth says the strikes by U.S. Africa Command were directed by President Donald Trump and coordinated with the Somali government. An initial assessment by the Pentagon says multiple operatives were killed. They're the first attacks in Somalia during Trump's second term. In a post on social media, Trump says a senior Islamic State planner and recruits were the target of the operation. Donna Warder, Washington.
Israel and Hamas have completed another exchange of Israeli hostages for Palestinian prisoners.
This is the fourth such exchange of a ceasefire that took effect almost 2 weeks ago. Hamas released three Israeli men it has been holding in Gaza. These include a 65-year-old Israeli-American man. In return, Israel released almost 200 Palestinian prisoners. The exchange was the smoothest by far of the four that have taken place.
The investigation continues in Philadelphia after seven were killed, 19 injured in Friday night's plane crash. This is SRN News. I'm Ron Taylor. Abortion is an Oregon value, SRN's Michael Harrington explains.
That's what Governor Tina Kotek says in a post on social media. The Democrat vows to protect abortion, transgenderism, and illegal immigrants, listing them amongst, quote, Oregon values. The governor is reacting to executive orders from President Trump that seek to curb DEI, the LGBT agenda, and open borders. Republicans are blasting Kotek's pronouncement, saying that she has a warped view of what the state's values really are. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A full-scale replica of the secret annex where Anne Frank penned her famous Holocaust diary has opened in New York City. The exhibit at the Center for Jewish History in Manhattan was unveiled Monday as the world marked International Holocaust Remembrance Day. This is the first time the annex has been completely recreated outside of Amsterdam, where a similar display is a centerpiece of the Anne Frank House Museum. This is SRN News. The remains of at least 41 people have been recovered from that deadly mid-air plane and helicopter crash.
Recovery crews and divers continued searching the Potomac River for more remains and clearing wreckage Saturday from the mid-air collision of a passenger jet and Army Black Hawk helicopter that killed 67 people. No one survived Wednesday night's crash outside Washington, D.C. Black boxes from both aircraft have been recovered. A Coast Guard cutter with a crane was brought in along with a group of smaller emergency boats. Officials say the recovery is being hampered by the frigid water and large chunks of ice. I'm Julie Walker.
A startup in Mexico is trying to get a handle on one Gulf Coast city's plastic waste problem by converting it into gasoline, diesel, and other fuels. With less than 10% of the world's plastics being recycled, PETGAS' idea is that rather than letting discarded plastic become waste, it can become productive again. You'll find more online at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.